Hello, I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church, and I welcome you to the 11th day, January 4th, in the 12 days of Christmas. The key words for today are glorifying God. The musical theme was a handbell arrangement of Good Christian Men Rejoice, a traditional English wassailing or street caroling song translated by John Mason Neal in 1853 and set to the old Latin carol tune in Dulce Jubilo. In traditional celebrations of the Nativity season, churches are filled with the sound of many hymns of praise and familiar Christmas carols, including Good Christian Men Rejoice. In the real world today, which some call the post-Christian era, mankind has lost the ability to see himself in his proper relationship with his Creator. An Eastern Church clergyman aptly described this phenomenon as a willingness to worship the creation, but not the Creator. In this, the next to the last day of the 12 days of Christmas, let us together, as faithful Christians, move toward redressing that imbalance by focusing our minds and hearts on Scripture and liturgy which glorify God as our Creator and as a merciful, loving, and compassionate Father. One of the finest prayers which glorifies God is Psalm 8, traditionally credited to King David. It is a psalm of praise to the Creator God from all his creation, including the moon, the stars, the animals, as well as the people. Psalm 8 has only 9 verses, but verse 2 was cited in Hebrews 2, verses 5 to 9, as a prophecy of the Incarnation. Jesus suggested it was fulfilled in his life among men in Matthew 21, verses 15 and 16. Verses 5b and 6 are often cited as pre-incarnation appearances of Christ, the Son of Man. Here is the entire text using the 1928 Book of Common Prayer text. O Lord our Governor, how excellent is thy name in all the world! Thou that hast set thy glory above the heavens, out of the mouth of very babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, even the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him lower than the angels, to crown him with glory and worship. Thou makest him to have dominion of the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air and the fishes of the sea, and whatsoever walketh through the paths of the seas. O Lord our Governor, how excellent is thy name in all the world. I included Psalm 8 in Part 1 of the AIC bookstore publication, Hear Us, O Lord, Daily Prayers for the Laity. For more on the pre-incarnation visions of Christ, see the entry Theophany on pages 222 and 224 in Layman's Lexicon. Both these AIC bookstore publications are available at https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. In traditional Anglican worship, collects or formal prayers which bring together traditional church teachings from both the traditions of the Eastern and the Western churches are included for each of the Sundays in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. For the 12th Sunday after Trinity, there is this revealing prayer adapted by Archbishop Cranmer from the Gelasian Sacramentary of the Roman Church from the late 5th and early 6th century. Almighty and merciful God, who art always more ready to hear than we to pray, and art wont to give more than either we desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of thy mercy, forgiving us those things whereof our conscience is afraid, and giving us those things which we are not worthy to ask, but through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. Amen. In Revelation 5, 12 and 13, St. John tells of his vision of vast numbers of celestial beings, giving account as 10,000 thousands and thousands of thousands, singing a remarkable song of praise from all creation to the worthy Lamb of God. In the reading, I emphasize the seven divine attributes of God, which are named in a group of three, followed by a group of four. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and glory and honor and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever. It is the birth of this worthy Lamb which we celebrated in these 12 days of Christmas, a celebration of his entry into human history. The illustration is homage to the Lamb from the Bamberg Apocalypse, an 11th century illuminated manuscript as used in the AIC Bible Study video series Revelation, an Idealist Interpretation, which is available on our YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/C/St. John C, with Saint spelled out, and also linked from the Bible Study page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net/bible-study.html. Thank you for joining me for this 11th day of Christmas, January 4th. Please join us for the final day, the 12th day of Christmas, January 5th, when the key words are grace and faith. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church, and we invite you to visit our website and use its resources at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.